This is Lenny Green from The Quiet Storm. You know, the intro of The Quiet Storm, I hear this all the time. It has nothing to do with me. It has a lot to do with the man who created the song, Mr. Smokey Robinson. I'll tell you a little story about that because I have the honors of bonding a great friendship with Smokey. So Smokey, he started singing way back in the day with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. He got tired of singing. The business got to him. He wanted to move away from on stage. So his best friend is Mr. Berry Gordy. Well, who's Mr. Berry Gordy? The founder of Motown Records. So Barry had him come in from the road and started working as vice president of Motown Records. But Barry also realized that Smokey became miserable and he got tired of, you know, he just looked at him because he was writing checks. He encouraged Smokey, leave this job and go back to what you love, and that's music. So his comeback album in 1974 was called The Quiet Storm. Why did he write the song The Quiet Storm? And I've asked him that. He always used to call himself a quiet singer. And he was thinking. And you have to understand, Smokey Robinson is one of the greatest songwriters of his day. And his music is classic and timeless. And he came up with this concept called The Quiet Storm. It became the theme of the show that I did, but I'm going to be 100 with you if I can. I'm going to give you a little history lesson. The Quiet Storm originally started in Washington, D.C. Shout out to Miss Kathy Hughes. She decided to use Smokey's song and put a show on the radio that just played slow jams. We up here in the New York City area, we didn't know about that. I knew about a gentleman by the name of Vaughn Harper, who unfortunately is no longer with us. He's my mentor. He is Mr. Quiet Storm. His voice is as deep as the earth, the center of the earth. I sound like Mickey Mouse in comparison to Vaughn Harper. So I'm carrying the legacy of The Quiet Storm for him and for all the Quiet Storms around the country. It's not exclusive for New York. It's not exclusive for Washington, D.C., but you'll hear it in other cities. But that's how popular that format has become, The Quiet Storm format.